Welcome to your go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it.
Gaming.
Wait for it.
Anime.
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Wait For It Podcast. I am your co-host, Phil Smith, aka Phil the Filipino. And thank you so much for joining me for the April edition of Netflix and Phil. Super excited to talk about the film that I will be recommending to you all here today. If you are brand new to the podcast and you've never checked out Netflix and Phil, it is a series in which I will recommend various shows or movies from different streaming sites such as Hulu, Amazon Prime, Apple TV is where I usually go. But today, for the first time in a while, I will actually be recommending a film that you can find on Netflix. So the name of this series is actually true to its name for the first time in a while. What is the last Netflix movie or show I recommended? I'm trying to remember. I guess technically it's Glass Onion because that came out on Netflix. I saw it in theaters first, but it did eventually come out on Netflix. So I guess that counts. So it has been a while, admittedly, since I dipped into the Netflix well. But I mean, I think I talked about this before and maybe not even just here, but Netflix is definitely the streaming service I use the least out of all of them. At this point, I'm pretty much just waiting for Arcane Season 2 to come out and to see if they do anything else with Camp Cretaceous, which is probably done as well. But super excited to talk about this movie here today, The Gray Man. And, you know, I hadn't really heard too many people talk about it, like within my own circle, but I had seen on social media that it had, you know, some really, really good reviews. I also specifically, like, intentionally searched for a Netflix film, and this one was pretty high on a lot of lists as far as, you know, best Netflix films that are available. And it's a really interesting film for me to suggest because it seems like this is a really polarizing film between like just fans like ourselves and critics. Like critics kind of universally did not like this film, whereas, you know, just fans of action movies in general really loved it. And I fall in the latter part of that. I enjoyed the hell out of this film, and I'll tell you guys why. For any brand new listeners, make sure you stick around to the very end of the episode. I'll let you know where you can find the rest of our content. And for all of you returning listeners, welcome back. Thank you guys so much for joining us as always. But let's move into this thing here. The Gray Man, it is a Netflix film. It came out last year, July of 2022, and it is directed by the Russo brothers, who you guys, of course, may know from the MCU. I'll probably be bringing up Marvel a lot in this, just kind of as comparisons. So just as a heads up, I know that's a little obnoxious, but you know, when the Russos and Chris Evans are involved, it's just kind of unavoidable. The film stars Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans, and Ana de Armas. And, you know, with a, you know, leading trio with those three names, it's pretty obvious why this would definitely have caught my eye. Synopsis for the film: when the CIA's most skilled operative, whose true identity is known to none, accidentally uncovers dark agency secrets, a psychopathic former colleague puts a bounty on his head, setting off a global manhunt by international assassins. Here's what I'm going to say about The Gray Man right off the bat. It is not doing anything here to reinvent the wheel. The Gray Man is a fun, relatively inconsequential action movie. It doesn't stray too far outside of the paint-by-numbers lines. It gets a little quippy at certain points when it doesn't really call for it, and in true Russo brother and maybe Marvel fashion. And it suffers from action movie shaky cam. You know, very Bourne Identity-esque. However, sometimes you just want to watch a fun, mindless action movie, and The Gray Man is one of those films. Throughout watching this entire thing, really all it's missing is the Marvel logo. You know, let me start with Chris Evans, because he is an excellent villain in this. He plays a villain named Lloyd Hansen, who is this just despicable piece of shit. Okay, well, I hate to bring this up because I really don't like other reviews to bleed into like my reviews, but I was watching the IGN review, and the person who reviewed it said that Lloyd Hansen, who is the name of the character Chris Evans plays, is not even as intimidating as Evan Hansen. And I was like, shut the fuck up, dude. Honestly, like, I swear to God, sometimes I feel like critics are just looking to completely shit on something for the sake of shitting on it. Because, again, this is a fun movie. Okay, I honestly could tell you, so I was a big fan of the Bourne identity movies, Bourne Supremacy, all that. I watched, at least for the first couple. And then they got boring. Okay, you know what? Give me more of Jason Bourne falling out of an airplane. Okay, give me Jason Bourne running and gunning on top of a moving train. You know what? That's sometimes, again, you just want to turn off your brain and watch a fun movie. Also, Ryan Gosling is clearly just more likable than Matt Damon. And nothing against Matt Damon. He's been in some excellent stuff. But Ryan Gosling has kind of nailed this like silent badass character. You know, he plays the character who goes by Six in the movie. And I do think they could have done like a better job of maybe humanizing him a little bit and getting us to sympathize. And listen, he does have a sympathetic story and he does have a heart, you know, when it comes to the relationships he has with Billy Bob Thornton's character, as well as the niece of Billy Bob Thornton's character, who is named Claire. That relationship at times does feel a little shoehorned in, but it does its job. Again, it's not doing a lot of heavy lifting here, okay? I should also mention this is based off a book, just like the Bourne movies. And, I've never read the book or plan to, but, this is one of those spy espionage films. And, again, it does its job. Ana de Armas, obviously, really, really great. She's, Knives Out, 007, Blade Runner. She's cranking out, a lot of appearances. And while I think she's like a little bit wasted here, I think she still does a really, really good job. One of the other villains is Carmichael, played by, I believe it's pronounced Roger Jean Page. Definitely a hateable character. Like, you weren't really afraid of him as far as when it came to like hand-to-hand combat, but he definitely was like a huge dick. But, they definitely did enough to make sure that you like hated him. I mean, he was definitely an asshole. Another character I would have liked to see more of is a character played by actor Danush, who played Vixen. This particular character had a pretty like big on-screen presence, even though he wasn't around for very long. There's going to be sequels to this movie, so I hope they bring this character back. And it's mostly interesting because of the morality of the character, which you didn't really see. Like Loy, like Chris Evans' character, was just a piece of shit through and through. And while Avik, I think, he was definitely working for the bad guys, you could certainly tell that there was certainly more layers to him. So hopefully they get to bring him back. Jessica Henwick is in this as well as Suzanne Brewer, Alfre Woodard, and then I mentioned Billy Bob Thornton already. There's a solid cast of actors and actresses in this film. And listen, like I said, like I don't get the disparity as far as like the hatred for this movie from critics. I'm going to skip ahead here to a part that I normally save for the very end. It's got a 46% tomato meter score and a 90% audience score. We're talking about a 45% differential here. Am I going to rank The Gray Man amongst the best films I've ever seen? No. Was it one of the most fun films I've seen in a while? Yeah, absolutely. I talked about this in my TikTok review of the Mario movie. Do I really care about Mario and the Mario universe so much? No, not really. But I went into the movie and I had a hell of a time. It was an absolute blast. I'm probably going to see it again. I would watch The Gray Man again with friends. If, again, you just want to put on a movie, turn off your brain for a little bit, see some cool action sequences, pop some popcorn and have a good time. That's what The Gray Man is going to do. I think maybe part of the disconnect here with The Gray Man and the reason maybe it wasn't as big of a success as maybe they were hoping is because it had $200 million budget. And I will be honest with you, I'm not really sure where that budget went. Yes, there are definitely some huge action set pieces, but when you're approaching, when you're talking about $200 million, it's among the most expensive films made by Netflix, and it doesn't really seem like what we get warranted that amount of money. I wonder if like budget also entails how much they paid the cast, because Gosling, Evans, and De Armas probably commanded quite a bit of funds, as well as the Russo brothers. But again, it is a really, really good movie. It is very Winter Soldier, which I think is another reason I picked it up and wanted to check it out. I guess it would be kind of subjective as well, because I've only seen one of the John Wick films, right? And I enjoyed the hell out of it. The first John Wick is an excellent movie, and I want to watch the rest of them. I could see why if you're a big fan of John Wick and you watched The Gray Man, who obviously took, the Russos obviously took a lot of influence from John Wick and, 007 and all these movies like that. I could see why going into it, you'd be like, that was it. But as someone who hasn't really watched those films and as someone who's kind of looking for a film to replace that Bourne identity portion of my fandom, that's what this does. They're going to start building out this universe. Like, again, I think Ryan Gosling did a really, really good job. And there's going to be a spinoff as well, because there are characters in this that I want to see more of. to circle back, if I can make one case to watch this film, it's to see Chris Evans be just a total piece of shit like he is in Knives Out. And this is an even more ruthless version of a ruthless character that Chris Evans plays, as opposed to the Ransom, who he plays in Knives Out. And it just makes me wish even more that we had gotten some sort of villainous Captain America, maybe even some sort of variant. Maybe we'll see that down the line. Although it's pretty evident Chris Evans is pretty much done with that character, which he has every right to be. He gave us like 12 years of Captain America. But I certainly would love to see an evil variant, because Chris knocks these roles out of the park. I mean, dating all the way back to Not Another Teen Movie, he just plays this like arrogant piece of shit so well. And he's the most wholesome and sweet person. So if you know me pretty well, like, this movie was already like set for me to enjoy. It's got a villain that I really enjoyed. It's got the Russos. It's got just kind of mindless action. And I know like some of the drone cinematography kind of got some shit, but I like that. I thought that was cool. Again, just kind of like make it your own a little bit. But once again, you're not going to come away from this being like, this redefined the spy genre. That's not what happened here. You're going to come away with it and be like, that was a good film. I'd watch another one. And that's exactly what they're going to do with the sequels and the spinoffs. All in all, The Gray Man is definitely worth your time. I certainly think you guys should check it out. And if you have, definitely let me know in the comments. It's certainly not a 46% like a Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know that it's a 90. Honestly, I would probably give this a 7.5 or an 8 out of 10. I would have probably really, really enjoyed seeing this on like a big screen, especially with the visuals, the special effects, the sound. I think it would have been a really, really fun experience in theaters. So that's certainly maybe a little bit of a bummer that we're only going to be seeing it on Netflix. But hey, that's a nitpicky thing. But that's it for this edition of Netflix and Phil. Hope you guys enjoyed that and check out the movie. If you have anything to add, go check out our link tree that's in the show notes for this episode. You'll find all of our social media pages as well as links to the rest of our episodes. If you find yourself listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please do us a favor and leave us a 5-star review. That is one of the best ways you can support the show. You can also support the show if you want to sign up for our Patreon page. We have a lot of extra content there, and that's only if you have the means and if you want to support the show a little bit more than you already do. So thank you guys so much. We have a lot planned for the remainder of the month and, of course, the rest of the year. We have more convention appearances and obviously a whole lot of content planned for you. So thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll see you soon. I'm your co-host, Phil Smith, a.k.a. Phil of Filipino. And do not forget, we release new episodes every Monday and Wednesday. And all you got to do is wait for it.
So, I heard you're looking for a go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it.
Gaming.
Wait for it.
Anime.
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino?
Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it.
This is the Wait For It Podcast.